used to play the piano, born and raised every day to entertain. I was a wild and lively child, and those sparkles in my eyes still remain. I know. There's more to be, as all the rays of the sun shine beyond the sea. Every moment with the intent to find enlightenment.
All right, so what is going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 2 of Behind the Curtains, the podcast, live. Well, not live. Previously recorded, right here on YouTube. My name is Tyler, and I will be your host for this evening. I have an amazing episode for you, so get ready. My guest tonight is a really amazing, talented actress and friend. There is so much I can say about her. What I can tell you is that she can be seen stalking the halls for the thrill of the kill. She is the queen of beasts, and this episode, she can smell your fear because you have hitched a ride with the apex predator, and she also wants to watch the world burn and turn mean because she also has got the gasoline. And she wants you to know that we are all stars, and she's not your girl anymore, and she is here tonight to help me find enlightenment in this episode, and stars as Regina George in the national tour of Mean Girls the Musical. So, with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to welcome the amazingly talented badass and my best friend, Mariah Rose Faith.
Hi.
Mariah, thank you so much for coming on. It is absolutely a huge honor to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So before we get to some questions, why don't you go ahead and introduce to yourself everyone that's watching.
So my name is Mariah Rose Faith. I am 24 years old and I grew up in Southern California. I've always been really drawn to stories about people, and I think that's what brought me into performing and writing and directing. As of right now, performance has definitely taken a big part of my life, but you know, the goal is to do all of those things because, you know, whenever someone asks you what your hobby is, mine is truly just people's stories and understanding human beings better and telling those stories. So this is my favorite thing to do, and I feel really thankful that I get to do it for my job.
Nice. Awesome. So let's go ahead and get into some questions, shall we?
Sounds good.
So the first one is, what is it like working on the national tour of Mean Girls as Regina George?
It's crazy. You know, like Mean Girls is a very well-known show and Regina George is an iconic character, and I've for sure had to work on my confidence and find that in me to be able to give an A-plus show 8 times a week. And, you know, sometimes we have a joke where it's like, this show was a B grade for me, but you know, because it's hard being on the road, it's hard being away from your family and friends. And I think the most important thing is finding a community of people that you can feel strong and excited with on the road. And my Mean Girls family is extraordinary. Their hearts are so huge, and it has made this journey worthwhile for me.
Awesome. So next one is, were you nervous when you started your first show as Regina George?
I honestly don't think I was nervous. I think more than anything, I was just really eager for this to all become a reality, because it still kind of felt fake in my brain. Like, I didn't feel like it was really happening yet. So it was just more of an eagerness than nerves. I don't really get nervous too much. I get anxious, but I don't get nervous.
Hey, I hear you on that one. So the next one, it's going to be kind of different, but out of all the cities that the tour has stopped at, out of all the ones that you've been to so far, which has been your best stop on the tour?
I mean, obviously that's hard to say because all of them are so different, but I loved Boston. You know, we were there at a pretty good weather time. We got to go to Salem. The audiences were always really fun and excited. My mom and my aunt got to come and visit during that time. I had some fun in Florida as well. I got to see family, friends. But I think, you know, top is probably Chicago just because we were there for 5 weeks. And so it was kind of our only, because of COVID and everything, our only long sit down somewhere. And it got to feel like home. And I had my birthday there, and my roommate and my boyfriend got to come, and it was, and some other best friends of mine. And it was really special.
Nice. I wish I could have seen when you were in Philly. That would be cool.
Philly was great too. Philly, my family was all there for Philly as well.
Nice. So for anyone that might not know this, for anyone that is watching, but Mariah here was actually a member of Team StarKid. I don't know if you guys have seen of any of those shows, but she was in one of So the questions I have for that, what was it like getting to be with StarKid and playing so many roles in the guy who doesn't like musicals?
I mean, I love StarKid, and I definitely am planning on working with them in the future as well. And above all, it's like I got to work with these people that I really looked up to when I was younger and then still look up to now, who are so insanely talented. And I can say that they're like my friends, you know, which is really, really cool. And they're inspirations to me. Sorry, my dogs are barking in the background. I don't know if you hear them. But it was so special playing all those different characters. It was actually just a ride in the park. It's so weird. Like with Regina, it's like, oh, iconic, this and that. But when I was in The Guy I Didn't Like Musicals, I was playing all these different side characters. And it was basically like every night I had like a carefree party. Like I wasn't worried about what I had to do. I already had it locked in. And it was mainly just having fun. And I feel like it was just like a treat. Like it was almost like I was, you know, like my childhood little fandom dreams got to kind of happen. And it was amazing, and they're such incredible people. They're all so talented. I felt like a little out of place for a while just because I idolized them so much, but it was fantastic. I loved every second of it, and I love whenever I get to do anything with all of them.
Nice. Honestly, my favorite part when you were in that show mm-hmm. was Not Your Seed. That was hilarious.
Oh, thank you. I love Not Your Seed. Jeff Blim, who wrote the music, he's so good.
I have that song on my Spotify, like, constantly playing when I'm at work, and I'm like, oh, this is so good.
Thank you.
So, let me see. I'm trying to... Oh, here we go. This was a good one that I got. So, people want to know, what should they be doing now to get to Broadway in the future?
I think it's... It's always that certain question is going to be different for every single person, right? Because we're all different. But the vague sort of broad answer I can give is to understand the amazing things that make you you and why people would want to work with you, and get excited about those things and bring those into every room that you enter into, whether that be through school, an audition room, posting online. You want to make sure that you are your authentic and incredible self, so that people remember you. Because if we're trying to be like someone else and emulate someone else, I think, in my opinion, that can only go so far. Because what's going to give you these incredible jobs and opportunities is when you get excited and you understand yourself better. I think that was the key for me, is that I knew who I was and I was unapologetically myself. And whenever I walked into the room, a team of creatives knew that. I wasn't putting on a show. I was being Mariah. So I think that above else, obviously you want to practice, you want to learn from as many people as you can. You want to submit to things as much as possible, but at the end of the day, you're going to get things because of your authenticity of who you are. So I would say, know your name, walk in anywhere with confidence, and get excited about what you have to offer the world.
Nice. Awesome. Great advice for those people. I really do like that advice.
Oh, thank you.
So you're probably going to hate me for this, but okay. I actually got permission from the people that produced Starry the musical.
Uh-huh.
And I actually asked if I could just show a quick little clip of a performance that you were in. singing Enlightenment.
You can do that. That's fine. As long as permission has been had, that is all that matters to me. So you're good.
And the best part is they're actually going to share this themselves when it's all recorded and I send it to them. So that works.
Very cool.
So, Brian, how much time do you have left?
I have about 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes. Okay, cool. Just wanted to check. That's all.
Yeah.
Let me see if I'm trying to think if I can come up with anything else. Oh, here we go. So what was it? This is going to go back to Starry. What was it like getting to be in that production?
I mean, it was very cool. I think my favorite gift as an actor is to be able to work on new projects and see them come to life, as well as going back and rewriting things. And even with Mean Girls, bringing it on tour, we get to retech, right? So we get to rewrite a lot of things and make changes, not just to the script, but to our characters. So there's a lot of stuff that gets to be found in that process. So when you're working on a brand new show like Starry, you get to be a part of this new creative experience, and you get to build it from scratch with these people who are writing the music, who are writing the book. So that was really, really special. Also, I had so many close friends who I worked with on that show. I got to do it with my boyfriend as well. At one point, I got to play Joe and he got to play Theo. And that was really special for us that we have that memory together of doing this production and inviting our friends and family to see. And it was really special. And I was thankful enough to take it last year to 54 Below, which when we did that in New York, it was like 4 days later, I had my final Mean Girls callback. So it was like, I was in New York for like 11 days or something wild like that. And as crazy as it was, you know, those 11 days, Starry being a part of that with Mean Girls are placed on such a high level in my memory bank. It means so much to me. It was a very big milestone moment. So with Starry and being able to record that concept album, there's a lot of stuff there that has a very special place in my heart. I'm very excited that I was a part of its birth, so to speak. So yeah, it was really, really special. I love working on new stuff, and I made some of my best friends out of that show. So I'm really thankful.
Nice. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Thanks.
So this is going to be the final question of this episode right here.
Perfect.
So out of the number of shows that you've done ever, whether, you know, Starry, Mean Girls, Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals, anything, what song or line would you say has been your favorite one throughout any of the shows you've been in?
You know, I have to give it to Starry. There is a line in Enlightenment that says, "Those searching for simplicity will never write a page of history."
Yes.
And that line, I feel like, has always embodied me and my goals in this life. And it's a very powerful and special line to sing. And I just, at the end of the day, that's the one that has come out of my mouth in a performance that has resonated so, so, so true to me.
And yeah, I definitely think that line of the song alone definitely, you know, helps represent all the stuff that's going on now.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, I could not agree more.
So, with all that being said, once again, I think we are going to end off this episode with the little clip that I was talking about.
Sounds good.
Of Mariah singing Enlightenment from Starry the Musical. So, Mariah, I want to thank you so much for coming on. It is,
absolutely,
again, a huge honor.
Yes, Tyler, thank you for having me.
So, guys, that is going to wrap up this episode of Behind the Curtains, the podcast. I want to thank you guys so much for watching, especially with my awesome, beautiful, amazing guest. So, other than that, I will see you guys next time. Mariah, stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day. If I don't hear back from you again, enjoy the rest of the tour. Break a leg. Have fun.
Yes. Thank you so much. You stay safe as well. Very important.
Will do. And hopefully I get to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And bye, everybody. I'm not sure if this is still recording, but hope you
enjoy. It's still recording.
Perfect. I do have to sign off, but thank you so much for having me, Tyler.
No problem. Anytime, anytime.
All right. You take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. Bye, dude.
Later. So, guys, like I said, that's going to end off our episode here. I'm going to end the episode right here. Like I said, with a little clip of Mariah singing Enlightenment from Starry, a new musical. Thank you guys for watching. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey!